ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத் மது காண்டம் சாப்டர் 2 செக்ஷன் 3 ஸ்லோகா 5 மூர்த்தா மூர்த்த பிராமணம். அத அமூர்த்தம் பிராணச்ச யச்சாயம் அந்தராத்மனாகாஷஹ ஏததமிருதம் ஏதத்யத் ஏதத்யத் தஸ்ய ஏதஸ்ய அமூர்த்தஸ்ய ஏதஸ்ய அமிர்தஸ்ய ஏதஸ்ய சதஹ ஏதஸ்ய த்யஸ்ய ஏஷ ரஸஹ யோயம் தக்ஷிணேக்ஷன் புருஷஹ தஸ்ய ஹேஷ ரஸஹ. ஸோ வி சா தி சிசு பிராமணம் இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்டட் டு சி தி நெக்ஸ்ட் பிராமணம் கால்டு மூர்த்தாமூர்த்த பிராமணம் மூர்த்த அமூர்த்த பிராமணம் இன் விச் வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் அதிதெய்வ மூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா அதிதெய்வ அமூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா அத்தியாத்ம மூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் அண்ட் தேர் வி செட் தட் அத்தியாத்ம மூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா கேன் பி டேக்கன் ஆஸ் தி ஸ்தூல சரீரம் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் லெஃப்ட் இஸ் அத்தியாத்ம அமூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா விச் வி வில் சி இன் தி மந்த்ரா 2.3.5 தட் வி ஜஸ்ட் ரெட். அத அமூர்த்தம் we have to remember adhyatma amurtam and what is that because very simple pranascha antaratman akashascha prana represents vayu tattvam and it is the inner vayu tattvam and inner space antaratman akashah that is amurta prapanchah that is bhuta dvayam means vayu and akasha or sukshma sharira aarambaka bhuta dvayam responsible for the sukshma shariram and then he adds three more names also in the upanishad bhutatvayam is amurtham amrutam yat tyat these are all names so the upanishad repeats it actually in this mantra it repeats it twice once in the prathama and next in shashti vibhakti and what is the sara of this adhyatma bhutatvayam but here it is chakshu indriyam or புருஷா ஆஸ் ரெப்ரசன்டேட்டிவ் ஆஃப் சூக்ம சரீரம் ஸோ பிருகதாரண்ய உபநிஷத் இஸ் வெரி பர்டிகுலர் டு சூஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி டூ ஐஸ் இட் சேஸ் தக்ஷிணே அக்ஷன் புருஷா ஸோ ஹியர் பிகாஸ் இட் சீம்ஸ் ஜெனரலி தி ரைட் சைட் இஸ் ஸ்லைட்லி ஸ்ட்ராங்கர் தேன் தி லெஃப்ட் சைட் எக்ஸெப்ட் இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் லெஃப்ட் ஹேண்டர்ஸ் ஸோ இட் சேஸ் தக்ஷிணே அக்ஷன் புருஷா யூசிங் திஸ் ஒன்லி தட்சிணாட்சி முகே விஷ்ணு எட்ஸெட்ரா கௌடபாதாச்சாரியா ஹீ ரோட் இட் இன் தி காரிகா ஆஃப் மாண்டூக்கி உபனிஷத் தட் வி சா எலாபரேட்லி அட் தட் டைம் ஸோ தஸ்ய ஹேஷ ரசா வி ஹவ் டு இன்க்ளூட் தி அதர் ஃபோர் வித்யஸ்ய சமூர்த்தஸ்ய அமிர்தஸ்ய அண்ட் யதா ஏஷா ரசா ஸோ வித் திஸ் அத்தியாத்ம அமூர்த்த பிரபஞ்சா இஸ் ஓவர் So to sum up now, we can take Adidaiva Amurtha Prapancha as Samashti Sukshma Prapancha and Adidaiva Murtha Prapancha as Samashti Stula Prapancha and Adhyatma Murtha Prapancha, Murtham as the Vyashti Stula Shariram and Adhyatma Amurtha Prapancha as the Vyashti Sukshma Shariram. So from this, we get another important corollary also. If Stula Shariram is Adhyatma Murtham, and sukshma shariram is adhyatma amurtham it is proved that sthula sukshma shariram is a mixture of adhyatma murtham and amurtham and murtham plus amurtham is otherwise called sat plus tyat together as satyam so sthula sukshma shariram is murtha amurtham that is equal to satyam Therefore, here Satyam is not reality and Sthula Sukshma Shariram is Satyam means Sthula Sukshma Shariram is Murtha Murtham. And so in Satyasya Satyam, second Satyam is Abhaditam Paramarthikam Satyam. So he says, do not get confused, Satyasya Satyam. Mantra number 6.
Tasya haye tasya purushasya rupam vyatha maharajanam vasaha yatha pandvavikam yatha indra gopaha yatha agnyarchihi yatha pundarikam yatha sukrit vidyuttham sukrit vidyutteva hava asya shrir bhavati yayevam vedam.
We will see up to this in the sixth mantra, which is a portion of the sixth mantra. In this mantra, the Upanishad talks about the vasanas of sukshma shariram, sukshma sharira vasanaha. And what is vasana? From various anubhavas or experiences, various impressions are formed in the sukshma shariram, to be precise, in the mind, and these impressions are called vasanas. So, anubhava janya samskaraha is vasanas. Therefore, samskaras born out of experiences, every experience leaves a mark in our mind. A bitter or happy mark is called purushasya rupam. Purushasya here means sukshma sharirasya rupam. How do you know that? Now, if you look at the previous mantra, 2.3.5, dakshine akshan purushaha. Purusha behind the chakshur golakam. Is Chakshur Indriyam. We should be familiar with Golakam and Indriyam and all that. The physical eye that you see is Golakam, Chakshur Golakam. But the power behind eyesight is Indriyam. It is Chakshur Indriyam, which represents the Sukshma Shariram, otherwise called Amurta Prapancha. So Purushaha, that is Amurta Prapancha. I hope it's not confusing, hopefully. Chakshur Golakam represents Murta Prapancha and Sukshma Shariram is Amurta Prapancha. So hence Purushasya, Purushasya means Amurta Prapanchasya, Sukshma Sarirasya, Rupam. Rupam means what? Vasanamayam Rupam. Most Brihadaranya Upanishad mantras are rather obscure. Without Acharya's Bhashyam, it is very, very difficult to follow also. So Purushasya, Sukshma Sharirasya, Antakkaranasya, Vasanamayam Rupam. So by saying this, what the Upanishad wants to point out is that these vasanas also should be included in the Amurta Prapancha. So not just only the Indriyam, but the vasanas also should be included in the Amurta Prapancha. So that when you negate, because we are all doing Adhyaropa now, we should remember that, we should not lose track of it. Apavada has to come yet. So when you are going, Apavada is negation. So when you are going to negate at that time, we should be, when you negate Murta Amurta Prapancha, along with vasanas that should be negated, or else that is going to be hanging. Vasanas will be hanging then. So when we talk about the vasanas of the mind, the Upanishad gives different examples to show that different types of vasanas are there in the mind. Thus, for example, each mind is colored or tinged with different types of vasanas. And what are the examples the Upanishad gives? One is Maharajanam Vasaha. Maharajanam means turmeric powder, the yellow turmeric powder. So Maharajanam means tinged in turmeric powder. What? Vasaha. Vasaha means vastra. Take the cloth, vastram, and then that is tinged with turmeric powder. That's a white cloth dipped in turmeric powder. It gets tinged with yellow color. Our mind also, when dipped in worldly experiences, is tinged with varieties of vasanas. And another example is given, yatha pandvavikam. Avihi means a sheep, a goat, which gives wool. So, and avikam means woolen cloth. And pandu means yellowish white color, and pandu abhika means like yellow, lightly yellowish white woolen cloth that is slightly tinged in yellow. And the third example is yatha indragopaha. It's an indragopa, is an insect which is deep red in color. So vasanas of some people are deep red, that is of different colors or different vasanas. And next example is agni archihi. Archihi means the flames, agni, fire. So flame is of brilliant white, this color, you know, complete, you know, very brilliant color. It is incandescent brilliant white, agni archihi. Then the next one is pundarikam. Pundarikam is a lotus, so which has also a white color. So it is not bright white, but ordinary white. So yellowish white, ordinary white, bright white, dark red, semi-yellow, completely yellow. So different vasanas. So different colors are there. So different objects. Similarly, so many kinds of are there with respect to different experiences. So they are tinged with vasanas. Then lastly, sakrit vidyuttam, like the all-illumining lightning, the light of the lightning, all-illumining flash of lightning. That is the example given in the flash of lightning, which illumines all. So it is Hiranyagarbha's mind is Sarvajnaha. So it is this flashing lightning is supposed to is to represent Hiranyagarbha, because his mind is Sarvajnaha. So example is given flash of lightning, which illumines all. Hiranyagarbha's mind also has got lightning like vasanas or knowledge. So the Upanishad concludes by prescribing an upasana for Manda Madhyama Adhikaris. For the other people who have all done Sravana Manam and all that thing, they are you know, sadhana chadushte sampannaha. For them, no problem. For the Manda Madhyama Adhikari, those who do lightning upasana, the upasana of lightning, as we saw in Keno Upanishad, that means if one does upasana on lightning, is similar to Hiranyagarbha's omniscience. Tasya Shrihi Bhavati. What is the benefit he gets? One will have prosperity, knowledge, fame, all that. Normally, Shri means prosperity. Khyati means fame. This Upasaka gets lightning-like fame. Not that it is like fleeting fame. It comes and just goes. It is so bright and it can be seen. Just as lightning light is spread all over, Upasaka's fame also will be very widely spread immediately like the lightning. This is incidental point and it has nothing to do with Adhyaropa or Apavada. Just I mentioned because lightning example was given. So with this, the Vasana Rupam of Amurta Prapancha is over. So with this, Adhyaropa section is over. Satyam part is over. Satyase Satyam, Satyam part is over. Here afterwards, we will take up the Satyase Satyam or the Apavada portion, negation portion. And before we go into the Apavada portion, there is a small inquiry in the Purushasya Rupam portion that we just read. Since Adi Shankaracharya discusses here, we will also see a brief summary of that. This is a Bhashyam on Purushasya Rupam. We will see the Apavada next. So Purushasya Rupam Bhashyam we will see. It is not a big Bhashyam, but because Shankaracharya has written it, we want to just touch upon it. So this Purushasya word occurs in the sixth mantra in the first line of the third Brahmanam of second chapter. And why Shankaracharya chooses to do an inquiry here? Because this word here is misleading word. Normally, Purushaha in Vedanta Shastra means Atma. So, for example, Indriyebhyaha Parahyatta Kyarthebhyascha Param Manaha Manasastu Parabuddhihi Buddher Atma Mahan Paraha Mahata Paramavyaktam Avyaktad Purusha Paraha Purushan na param kinchit sakshat sa paragatihi. So we have several examples where the word Purushaha refers to Atma. Here the Upanishad uses the word Purushasya Rupam and Acharya takes Purusha not as Atma but as Sukshma Shariram or Linga Shariram or precisely Antakarana. Whereas there may be people who may mistake this word Purusha as Atma itself. Therefore, Acharya wants to clarify. So the various misrepresentation and dismisses all of them. Acharya refers to three misinterpretations possible for Purushasya Rupam. One is the interpretation of Kshanika Vijnana Vadi of Yogacara Buddhism. We have already seen this name earlier also in one of the discussions. And what does he do? He takes Purushasya Rupam as Atmanaha Swarupam. Then what will happen? Even Vasana will become the very nature of Atma. Purushasya Rupam is equal to Atmanaha Rupam. Atmanaha Vasanamayam Rupam it will become. And finally it will become different Vasanas belong to the Atma itself. In fact, this is the philosophy of Kshanika Vijnanavadi. According to him, everyone has got a series of Jnanam, which he calls as Atma. So Atma to him is Vrittis, Gata Jnanam, Pata Jnanam, all that thing. The following Jnanam is Atma. So which we, the Vedantins, we call it only as Vritti Jnanam. Kshanika Vijnani says each jnanam has its own vasanas in it, which he calls it as swabhavaha. So he says there is no external world at all, only a flow of series of thoughts, a series of jnanams, and each thought is associated with one vasana or samskara. So when Ghatajnanam comes, the part knowledge, when it comes in the individual, then what happens is you see a part outside as though within inverted commas, as though. You have a sensation of part outside when the jnanam comes inside, exactly as in a dream. In the dream, there are no external objects at all. The tiger thought projects a tiger outside in dream. A man thought brings a man. And similarly, in Jagrat Avastha also, there is no external world at all. Then what is Atma? Atma is a series of Kshanika Vijnanam, which are all momentary thought series. So each Kshanika Vijnanam has a rupam. Kshana means a momentary thing. So each Kshanika Vijnana has a rupam or a vasana varying from individual to individual. To support this, he quotes Purushasya Rupam, Indra Gopaha, that we just read. So up to Sakrit Vidyuttam, he quotes. So thus, first misinterpretation is what? Purushasya Rupam is taken as Kshanika Vijnanasya Vasana, which is Atma. Peculiarly enough, Acharya does not refute this. He feels this wrong interpretation is evident, there is no point in refuting it. So how are we to refute? For Acharya it may be obvious, for us. So we have to find a reason how we have to refute this. So we can give one argument. The Shruti defines Atma as Nitya Chaitanyam. So Shruti Viruddha Dvade, it is not acceptable. Because Shruti says Atma is Nitya Chaitanyam, so it cannot be a fleeting jnanam like this. So it is not acceptable. Shruti Viruddha Dvade, because against Shruti. And the second possible misinterpretation is Tarkikas, the Nayayikas, Vaisheshika people, they also take the word Purushasya Rupam as what they take it as Atmanaha. Purushasya Atmanaha. And that is a popular meaning. But they take Rupam as the Gunaha. So Gunas, so they take Rupam as Guna, property of Atma. So according to them, every knowledge plus every experience, pleasure or pain, the jnanam arising out of it, or vasanas born out of them, belong to Atma only. Atma only gains jnanam, pleasure, dukkham. Atma alone gets sukha, dukkha, samskaras, vasanas, all of them. So the support for this they give is Purushasya Rupam. An example also is given by them. Just as the cloth tinged in turmeric powder, Atma goes through experiences and gets tinged with various experiences as the cloth is tinged with turmeric powder. So Atma goes through and gets tinged in sorrow and joy, and Atma suffers and enjoys all that Atma does. And this is the interpretation of whom? The Nayayikas and the Vaisheshikas. And the support for them, what they give is the same Purushaha. And Shankaracharya does not refute this also. Here also he feels that the misinterpretation is evident and he does not give any comments. This theory is not also acceptable because it is also Shruti Virodaha. Shruti reveals Atma as Nirgunam. The second reason is Shruti and Smriti very clearly point out that all experiences belong to Antakarana mind only. We get support from both ways, both Shruti and Smriti. They do not belong to Atma. Atma is Nirgunam, Nishkalam. And for all the Sukha, Dukkha, Samskaras, they all belong to Anatma only. We saw actually in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in chapter 1 itself, Kamaha, Sankalpaha, Shraddha, Ashraddha, Dhihi, Hrihi, Bihi, Sarvam, Manaha, Eva. All the Vasana, Sukha, Dukkha, etc. belong to the mind only. And how can Tarkika say that they belong to Atma? Not only Shruti, Smriti also supports this. As in Bhagavad Gita, we have seen that. Iccha dvesha sukham dukham sankatas cheta nadhritihi yeta kshetram samasena savikara mudahritam buddhir jnanam asammohaha kshama satyam dhamas samakshamaha. సుఖం దుఃఖం భవో భావ భయం చ భయమేవ చ అహింస సమత తుష్టిస్తపోదానం యశోయశః భవంతి భావభూతానాం మత్త ఏవ పృథగ్విధాం. సో దర్ ఆర్ సెవరల్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ విచ్ షో ఆల్ సుఖ దుఃఖాస్ అండ్ వాసనాస్ బిలాంగ్ టు అనాత్మ ద క్షేత్రం and how they can belong to Atma, the Kshetrajnaha. Therefore, the second interpretation of Nayayikas is also not acceptable. There is a third interpretation which Shankaracharya discusses in detail, and that is the interpretation of Bhartru Prapancha. This name is very familiar to us. Bhartru Prapancha was like a contemporary of Shankaracharya, a Purva Pakshi. His commentary is close to Vedanta also. So Acharya comments on that. And what does Bhartru Prapancha say? He says, Purushasya Rupam is Jivatmanaha Rupam. Specifically refers to Jivatma, who is samsari with Sukham, Dukham, all that. Whereas Paramatma is asamsari, free from Sukham, Dukham, etc. And Shankaracharya asks, if Purushasya Rupam is Jivatmanaha Rupam, do you say that Jivatma is different from Paramatma, or identical with Paramatma, or part of Paramatma? What is it you want to say? That's the question he asks. That in all three cases, you will have a problem. How? If you take case one. For example, if Bhartru Prapancha says, if Jivatma is different from Paramatma, then what will be the problem? All statements revealing identity of Jivatma and Paramatma in Shruti will become invalid. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, all of them. All Mahavakyas will be contradictory. That is, case one is ruled out because of that. Okay. What is case two then? If Jivatma is taken as identical with Paramatma, of course, identity is right, but the interpretation of this mantra will be interpreted. What is the difficulty? What is the statement? Purushasya Rupam. So, Bhartru Prapancha takes Purusha as Jivatma. Therefore, it is equal to Jivatmanaha Rupam. And per case 2, Jivatma is identical with Paramatma. So, Jivatmanaha Rupam refers to Paramatmanaha Rupam. That is, Purushasya Rupam is equal to Paramatmanaha Rupam. And what is Paramatmanaha Rupam? All vasanas. This creates a lot of problem. First of all, Paramatma is subject to change when vasanas change. Secondly, it will contradict all Nirguna Shruti, Nirgunam, Nishkalam, all that. If no property, how can there be vasanas? If Paramatma has no property, how there can be vasanas? These are Swamiji's arguments. Acharya gives another solid argument also. If the vasanas are also Brahmanaha Rupam, Brahman will have three Rupams then. Because in the first mantra of this Brahmanam, Upanishad says, Dvevava Brahmano Rupe Murthancha Amurthancha. That is why in the very first lecture, I mentioned about the Sambandha Bhashyam, where you should be able to link one mantra to the next mantra, one chapter to the next chapter, one section to the next section. So, in the previous case, where the Upanishad itself said, Dvevava Brahmano Rupe Murthancha Amurthancha. So, Brahman has two Rupam, Murtam and Amurtam only. And according to Bhartru Prapancha's interpretation, Vasana also becomes another Rupam, Purushasya Rupam. That means, Paramatmanaha Rupam. Then how many Rupams it will be? Brahman has Murtam, Amurtam, Vasana cha, iti Upakrama Virodha Doshaha. Contradiction of the very beginning, Upakrama, where Dvevava. So, you start with two and end with three. Therefore, you cannot say Purushasya is Jivatma, which is identical with Paramatma. So, that option is also ruled out. So, first possibility is what? Jivatma different from Paramatma is Mahavakya Virodaha. If you say Jivatma is identical with Paramatma, Purushasya Rupam will become Jivatmanaha Rupam, which will be Paramatmanaha Rupam. Which means Brahman will have Murtha Rupam, Amurtha Rupam and Vasana Rupam, which amounts to internal contradictions. To avoid this problem, you have to take the third possibility. That is, Jivatma is neither different from Paramatma, nor identical with Paramatma, but part of Paramatma. In fact, this Bhartru Prapancha's philosophy is very similar to Visishtadvaita. According to him, Jivatma is part of Paramatma. But what is our problem? Acharya doesn't accept this for two reasons. Number one, it is Shruti Virodha, against Shruti, which says Atma is partless, Nishkalaha, Niravayavaha. Ghatakasha, that is a part space, is neither different from Mahakasha, the big space, nor a part of it, nor identical with it, since Akasa is indivisible, space is indivisible. Similarly, Jivatma is neither different from Paramatma, nor part of Paramatma, but it is Paramatma, because Atma is indivisible. Secondly, if Jivatma is part of Paramatma, Paramatma will be subject to change. Since what is the rule? Whatever has parts will change. Yad yad savayavam, tad tad savikaram. So, savayavatvat ghatavat, like a part. Parts undergo change. Some will go out of order, some will go away. For example, like us also, some people may lose teeth, hair, all that. So, if Paramatma has parts, Paramatma also will be subject to change. So, if Purushasya, as Jivatmanaha Rupam, if you take, there will be problem. And finally, the fourth view is of the Sankhyas. So, their view is, Vasanas belong to mind, Pradhanam only, close to Vedanta. Mind, Pradhanam, close to Vedanta it is. But it argues, mind is a matter with independent existence, Svatantra Satta. And Satyam, mind is Satyam, they say, it has independent existence. Who is this? Sankhyas. And their view also is wrong. Acharya does not give the reason, but Swamiji gives the reason. If Pradhanam like mind is independent, if it enjoys independent existence, and Shruti cannot negate it by Neti Neti Vakyam, because that is going to come, it cannot negate it. Since what is Satyam is independent existence, it cannot be negated. Therefore, the fourth interpretation also is not correct. And the conclusion is what? Our interpretation alone is correct, that Purushaha is equal to Jada Sukshma Shariram here, which is Amurta Prapancha, which has got Vasanas intrinsic to it. Then the final question is, how can we interpret Purusha as Sukshma Shariram against general norms? Why ignore a well-known meaning and give an unknown meaning? Because well-known meaning is that, Purusha is that. Why do you then give an unknown meaning? Then Shankaracharya, he counters, his argument is in keeping with the previous mantra. Same thing. He wants to always keep with the previous mantra, previous chapter. What is the, there should be no upakrama, upasamhara virodha, should never be there. So, right commentary is one that can reconcile the meanings of all the mantras, previous mantra, present mantra, and the future later mantras also. And in the fifth mantra, what we see, Dakshine Akshan Purushaha, that word is used in the sense of Sukshma Sharira, and in the sense of Amurta Prapancha, so Pranatmaka Sukshma Sharira, that is mentioned. Therefore, in the next mantra, how can we go to Atma? Previous mantra, it was referred to as Sukshma Shariram, Pranatmaka Sukshma Shariram. Whereas in the next mantra, how can you switch the meaning to Atma? That is Acharya's argument. So, with this, the Purushasya Rupam Bhashyam is over. Now, we will go to the final portion, that is the Apavada portion, Satyasya Satyam portion. That we will read mantra number 6, continuation of what we read, that mantra, remaining mantra. Atata adeshaha neti neti nakeheta sasmaditi nenyan netyan yatem paramas param asti atanama deyam satyasya satyamiti pranavai satyam teshamesha satyam iti tritiyam brahmanam. Vasana sahita murta amurta prapancha adhyaropaha samaptaha. It is over from the previous mantras. The previous section of the same mantra. The whole prapancha is called satyam number one of satyasya satyam, because it is a mixture of what? Sat. Sat means the murta prapancha, and tyat means amurta prapancha. Sat plus tyam becomes satyam. That is satyasya or adhyaropa sama. That is adhyaropaha samaptaha. Now, what Upanishad wants to do now, Satyasya Apavadena, by the negation of the first Satyam, the Upanishad reveals the second Satyam, Satyasya Satyam, the second Satyam, as the absolute reality by Apavada. So, the Briga, so the Upanishad itself introduces by the term Atha. Atha means Adhyaropa Anantaram. After doing Adhyaropa, or as Shankaracharya puts it, Satya Pathasyam. So Satya Pathasyam Vyakhyana Anantaram. After explaining the Vyakhyanam, explaining the commentary on Satyam, Ataha, since the first Satyam is not yet discussed, Yasmat Satyasya Satyam Avasishyate. So Adeshaha, Adeshaha means Upadeshaha or Nirdeshaha, Tasya Nirdeshaha, so Satyasya Satya Nirdeshaha. How does the Upanishad teach Satyasya Satyam? It doesn't teach it positively like Murta Murta Prapancha. It is going to teach the truth negatively by Neti Neti, Nayiti Nayiti, method of Apavada or negation. So it is called Nirakaranam, Nishedham or Pratyakaranam. So all that Pratyakyanam. So Neti Neti. And Shankaracharya asks the question, why should the Upanishad use the method of negation? And he himself answers, because Brahman is not available for positive definition. Technically, Shabda Privritti Nimitta Abhavat. We cannot technically define by words. So Shankaracharya, he states, the positive definition is possible only if five conditions are fulfilled, as stated in Mandukya Upanishad, that we have seen there. So if you just to refresh, it should be either Pratyaksham. We can use a word, can give a name. It is called Rudhi. Suryaha, for example, you see sun god, Surya. Everyone knows we see Surya. So we have designated it with the name sun, Surya. Similarly, a Rudhi or a well-known object can be defined by a word, or you can define a thing through a property or guna, and you can define through kriya or action, or through relationship, sambandha, or through its species, its jati. For example, if you have seen one tree, you can understand other trees also. How? Because of the common features. So through property, through action, through relationship, through generic property, perception, or through well-known name called Rudhi, a thing can be defined. Okay, this is basic rule. Now, Brahman is not pratyaksham. So, no common word can be used, because does not have property, does not do any action, does not have any relationship. Brahman is asangaha. And Brahman does not have a jati, also species, because Brahman is ekam. Therefore, shabda pravritti nimitta abhavadam, positive definition is not at all possible. And not only that, even if it is attempted to give a positive definition like Satyam, Jnanam, Anandam, Vijnanam, Nityam, Adhishtanam, Shuddham, all those words, they are all told as synonymous to Satya Vastu Atma. All the positive definitions are only through a superimposed or false property. So, assuming the false properties of Brahman, you cannot positively define Atma. And what are the examples given? One false property is omniscience. Brahman is omniscient. Brahman is called Sarvajnaha by temporarily assuming a false property of omniscience. And Brahman can be defined through false action as Jagat Karta, where Srishti Kriya is not real action of Brahman. Brahman is Akarta Bhokta. Through false action, it is defined as Srishti Karta. Similarly, through false relationship, you can define Brahman as Adhishtanam or Karanam. Thus, by using false property, you can define positively. But if you remove the false property, you cannot call Brahman by any name. So, you adopt one method, Nisheda Dwara, and hence the Upanishad uses the method of negation, namely Neti Neti, to define Brahman. Next question Acharya asks is, why the Upanishad uses Neti Neti twice? When a word is repeated twice, it indicates the inclusion of all, of everything. Acharya gives the example of Gramo Gramo Ramaniyaha. All, every village, Gramo Gramo, every village is beautiful. Gramam Gram, normally we say, Na Nari Yadangalukku Pone, Gramam Gramamma Pone. I went Gramam after Gramam. Village after village. So I went to every village. So every single village is said Gramam Gramam Pratigatavan. So Alayam Alayam Pratigatavan. I went to all temples. So every temple I. So similarly, Neti Neti, by repeating it includes everything. So Vipsa, Vyapyartham. Vipsa Vyaptihi means inclusion of everything. Similarly, Nayiti Nayiti. Iti represents every anatma, whether it is murtam or amurtam or vasana. Everything praptam sarvam api nishidyate. Therefore, then neti neti iti nirdeshaha. Yeah, once everything is negated, then nothing will be seen. Then what is sati satyam now? After negating everything, whatever is left out is satyasya satyam. What is left out is sakshi chaitanyam, the witness consciousness only. Therefore, witness consciousness is satyasya satyam. Okay. And why does the Upanishad use a negative method? Upanishad itself justifies that. Nahi etasmat iti netyanyat param asti. The Upanishad itself says, it is a peculiar statement. Actually, we have to do Anvayam carefully. Nahi neti iti etasmat anyat param asti. That is how it should be done. Anvayam should be done. Nahi etasmat iti netyanyat param asti. We should do the Anvayam as Nahi neti iti etasmat anyat param asti. That means there is no better definition other than neti. And therefore, we are using the method of neti, the method of negation. And after negating Murta Prapancha, Amurta Prapancha and Vasanas, what is left? Satyasya Satyam. And who is that? I am Satyasya Satyam. And therefore, the Upanishad has completed its commentary of Satyasya Satyam, which was given at the end of the previous chapter. That at the end of the first Adhyaya, last Brahmana, a secret name was given. And what was the secret name? Upanishad. So, Satyasya Satyam and Satyasya Satya Vyakhyanam is also over. So, Upanishad concludes by quoting once again, Atham Namadeyam. And hence, we give the secret name Brahman. What is that? Secret name of Brahman? Satyasya Satyam Iti. That is Pranavai Satyam, Tesham Yesha Satyam. All this, we already saw all these explanations earlier. So, Adhyaropa alone takes more time. And Apavada takes only 2 minutes. What is it? Negate everything. What is left out is you, the subject, are only left out. I, the subject, am left out. With this, the Murta, Amurta, Brahmanam is also over. Now, we will go to the next most important Brahmanam called Maitreyi Brahmanam. Maitreyi Brahmanam is actually a Bhashyam on Sannyasa Ashrama Dharma here. So, before we go into the actual chapter with the mantras, we have to understand the background or the context with which this Maitreya Brahmanam is evolved. Now, in this fourth Brahmanam of the second chapter, which is another very important Brahmanam known as Maitreya Brahmanam, here Yajnavalkya, the Muni, Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi Samvadaha takes place. The discussion between Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi. It is famous not because it is the husband-wife samvada, Maitreyi and Yajnavalkya are the wife and husband. It is not the samvada between the couple, wife, husband-wife, but because it has many very often quoted very important mantras. Here also the importance is given to the wife rather than husband, because Yajnavalkya is going to be the teacher and Maitreyi is going to be the student. For example, when we talked about Ajatashatru and Gargya, that it is called Ajatashatru Brahmanam because even though he was a Kshatriya king, he was the teacher. But here, Yajnavalkya is the teacher, but it is still called Maitreyi Brahmanam. So the Brahmanam should have normally been named as Yajnavalkya Brahmanam only, but named after Maitreyi here. And it is called Maitreyi Brahmanam. This Brahmanam contains the main topic of Brahma Vidya. That is Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhanam. That is the central theme of this Brahmanam. And in addition, it has one more theme, which Acharya emphasizes very much. In his introduction to this Brahmanam, Acharya Shankaracharya says that the main purpose of Maitreyi Brahmanam is to prescribe sannyasa as Brahma Vidya Angam. To gain Brahma Vidya, requirement is sannyasa ashrama. Brahma Vidya Angatvena sannyasa vidhanam. It is one of the purpose of Maitreyi Brahmanam. But we will first see what Acharya says about sannyasa in his introduction. So he makes a more elaborate analysis of sannyasa later. But here he makes a brief analysis, which we will discuss here first. And before discussing the sannyasa topic, we should remember certain fundamentals to understand what Acharya discusses in the sannyasa analysis. In our tradition, grahastha ashrama is looked upon as a primary means of Vaidika karmas. A person gets qualified to do Vaidika karmas only in grahastha ashrama. It is a pursuance of Vaidika karmas. Thus, grahastha ashrama becomes sadhanam, that means the means, and Vaidika karma becomes sadhyam, the goal. Why? Vaidika karma in our scriptures is called pangtham. We have already seen this word, pangtham. Why pangtham? We have seen that at the end of the first chapter, Vaidika karma requires five angas or five factors. It requires yajamana, a married person is an important requirement, patni, his wife, putra, his son, and then dhanam, called manusham vittam, and that is material wealth, and finally devam vittam, namely the Veda mantras. So all these five he needs, this word called pangtham for any Vaidika karma. Only when these five factors they come together, a Vaidika karma can be performed. And of the five factors, four factors are available only in grahastha ashrama. Husband, wife, son, wealth, all those things, they are all available only in grahastha ashrama. Sannyasi, brahmachari, vanaprasthi, what they do? They, all these people, they practically live on bhiksha only, supplied by others, especially by the grahasthas. They give the basic necessities to all of them. Therefore, husband, wife, child and money are available only in grahastha ashrama. And the four factors are called karma sadhanani. Therefore, grahastha ashrama is unique wherein Vaidika karma is possible. That is why we find once importance of Vaidika karma goes away, grahastha ashrama becomes weak, family life becomes weak. Because any other thing you want in life, other than Vaidika karmas, you can accomplish without grahastha ashrama, without being a married person. With grahastha ashrama, it becomes optional only, all other things. Only one thing that can be accomplished through grahastha ashrama is Vaidika karma, and therefore, as the Vaidika karma weakens, the sanctity of grahastha ashrama family life will disappear. Grahastha ashrama is holy because it is Vaidika karma sadhanam. Veda sambandhatvat, because of its association is Vedas, it is sacred. Minus Veda sambandha, grahastha ashrama loses its importance. And it is possible that future will begin to wonder as to what is the purpose of grahastha ashrama itself. And you will find lesser and lesser number of people will enter into grahastha ashrama. Number of unmarried people will be more. More diverse singles, they will be more. So grahastha ashrama will not be stable. Or there are couples, they will be international switching over couples, as Swamiji says. Because if it is for material purpose, they can be fulfilled by other methods. It will survive. You know, there are got, you know, people have nuptial contract or something like that they put. It will survive for some more time, more for society's sake than for individual conviction. So as time goes, people may wonder, how long should I live for society? Before long, minus Vaidika karma, grahastha ashrama will go away, since the cement of grahastha ashrama is Vaidika karma. This has to be remembered, because whenever Shankaracharya thinks of grahastha ashrama, he takes grahastha ashrama synonymous to Vaidika karma. Therefore, whenever we talk about renunciation, Acharya's discussion is renunciation of karma is required or not, not grahastha ashrama. Is renunciation of Vaidika karma required or not? Sannyasa means, Shankaracharya thinks, not of grahastha ashrama sannyasa. Sannyasa means we think it is leaving grahastha ashrama. That's what popular meaning we think. When Shankaracharya discusses about sannyasa, he takes grahastha ashrama identical to Vaidika karma. And therefore, whether Vaidika karma sannyasa to be done or not is the question he analyzes. So question is, sannyasa is required or not should be understood as Vaidika karma is required or not. That is how we should understand sannyasa. So if Shankaracharya talks about grahastha ashrama sannyasa, his approach would be different. First, he will establish Vaidika karma sannyasa is required, And since Vaidhi Karma is not required, since the sadhyam is not required, the sadhanam of Grahastashrama is not required. Therefore, when he says Grahastashrama is not required, what he means is Vaidhi Karma is not required. So such a discussion is not relevant nowadays at all, because nobody is using Grahastashrama as a means for Vaidhika Karma. Whether one belongs to Grahastashrama or not, none is doing Vaidhika Karma. Therefore, the question of renunciation of Grahastashrama does not come at all these days, because Vaidhika Karma is already renounced. And therefore, Shankaracharya can never understand our Grahastashrama, because it is totally different from the Vedic concept of Grahastashrama. So Shankaracharya's sannyasa discussion is not relevant these days, and we only discuss it as an academic interest for completion. So Acharya takes this discussion, Vaidhika Karma should be renounced or not. Through various arguments, Shankaracharya concludes that they should be renounced. Vaidhika Karma should be renounced for Brahma Vidya. We should not forget that. So we will see four important arguments that Acharya gives. Number one, Karmanam Brahma Vidya Angatvena Avihitatvat. Karmas have never been prescribed as a support of Brahma Vidya, because wherever moksha is talked about, it says Tamevam Vidwan Amritaiha Bhavati. Only through jnanam one attains immortality, and in this context, karma has not been included in that at all. Brahmavit apnodi param, atmavit sokam tarati, vidvan amritaha bhavati. So in all these statements of Shruti, only knowledge is prescribed as a means of immortality. Karma is never joined with or clubbed with knowledge. Not only that, at the end of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, after discussing Brahma Vidya, the Upanishad says, yetavad eva amritatvam, which means this much alone is the means of immortality. Acharya asks us to underline the word eva, alone. That is, jnanam alone will give immortality. Jnana deva kaivalyam. Indicating that karma support is not required to gain liberation, moksha. However, karma is prescribed to gain all other ends other than moksha. Putrena ayam lokaha loko jayaha, karmana putra pitra lokaha, vidyaya deva lokaha. To give all that things it gives, to gain bhuloka, brahmaloka, swargaloka after death, making it very clear that through karma one can get worldly ends but never gain liberation. This is argument number one. Therefore, Vaidhika Karma is not required for gaining moksha is the conclusion. And the second argument Acharya gives is, Karma sannyasasya Brahma Vidya Angatvena Vihitatvad. Karma sannyasa is positively prescribed as support to gain knowledge. Karma sannyasa. Na karmana na prajayadane na tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yogat yatayat suddhasatva aha. And in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, there are many references. Yuttayam atham bhikshacharyam charanti. Not only Shruti Vakyams are there, Smriti Vakyams are also there. So those people see that there is no sara in samsara. So samsarameva nissaram drishtva sara didrikshaya pravrajanti akrudotvahaha param vairagyam ashritaha. They positively prescribe karma sannyasa. This is argument number two. And the third argument is, jnana karmanoho virodad. What does this mean? Jnanam and karma are mutually contradictory, and therefore the pursuit of one presupposes the renunciation of the other. Karma presupposes jnana sannyasa, and jnanam presupposes karma sannyasa. Now, why do we say jnanam and karma are contradictory? Because hetu swarupa karya virodad. Jnanam and karma's causes are different, natures are different, palams are different. The cause for pursuit of jnanam is nishkamatvam. The cause to pursue karma is sakamatvam. For pursuit of jnanam, vairagyam is required. ஃபார் பர்சூட் ஆஃப் கர்மா ராகா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். ஸோ ராகா கர்மஹேத்து, விராகா ஞானஹேத்து, இது ஹேதவ் பரஸ்பர விரோதா. அண்ட் த ஸ்வரூபா, தி அண்டர்லையிங் நேச்சர் பிட்வீன் ஞானம் அண்ட் கர்மா இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், பிகாஸ் ஞானம் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் நிவத்தி ஃப்ரம் அநாத்மா. ஸோ தஸ்மாத் வா ஏ தஸ்மாத் அந்யோந்தர ஆத்மா பிராணமயகா மனோமயகா விஜானமயகா. தி எக்ஸ்ட்ராவர்ட் பர்சனாலிட்டி இஸ் டேர்ன்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ட்ரூ நேச்சர், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் டேர்னிங் அவே ஃப்ரம் அநாத்மா டு ஆத்மா, அண்ட் கர்மா இஸ் டேர்னிங் ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா டு அநாத்மா. ஒன் இஸ் பிரவிருத்தி ரூபம் அண்ட் தி அதர் இஸ் நிவத்தி ரூபம், ஸ்வரூபதா விரோதா. From the standpoint of the phalam also, the pursuit of jnanam and pursuit of karma is different. Jnanam leads to nitya atma and karma leads to anitya anatma. Swargam, brahmaloka, all that are anatma and anityam. Therefore, their phalams are different, their nature is different, their swarupa is different. Therefore, hetu, phala, swarupa, virodat, jnana karmanoho, atyanta virodaha. Tasmat, eka purusha, anushteyitvam, na sambhavati. Therefore, jnanam presupposes karma sannyasa. And the fourth reason is also, there is another reason called lingebhyaha. This means there are many lingams. Lingams means we are already familiar with this term. References, the clues. For sannyasa in the Maitreya Brahmanam itself, to indicate that sannyasa is Brahma Vidya Angaha. What are the clues? We will see briefly now. We will see details when we go to the text proper. In Maitreya Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya decides to take sannyasa. So through Yajnavalkya, the Upanishad indicates sannyasa as an angam for Brahma Vidya. And the second clue Shankaracharya gives is, Yajnavalkya teaches Maitreyi only after she had broken the relationship of husband and wife, which means Maitreyi also had become within courts, a sannyasini. That means she is not in grahastha ashrama. Before Yajnavalkya began to teach her nuances of Brahma Vidya. And the third clue, what we find is, money is condemned. Money means wealth is condemned in this Maitreyi Brahmanam. Vitta Nindha, Dhana Nindha, by pointing out money cannot give moksha. Wealth cannot give moksha. Shankaracharya says, Vitta Nindha is as good as Karma Nindha. We should know the background for this. What is the connection between Vitta Nindha and Karma Nindha? As we have already seen, karma has the name of pongtham because five factors are needed. One factor is vittam. Therefore, vittam is karma sadhana. Therefore, sadhana nindaya sadhyasya nindakrita bhavati. So, vitta nindaya vitta sadhya karmanaha nindakrita bhavati. And karma ninda is for the purpose of karma sannyasartham. When we condemn drinking, for example, we indirectly ask one to renounce drinking. So when karma is condemned, karma sannyasa is prescribed indirectly. This is clue number 3. And the final clue is Brahmanadi Varna Nishedaha. The Upanishad says there are no Varnas separate from Brahman. There is only one Brahman. There are no Vaishyas, no Shudras, no Kshatriyas or Brahmanas. Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagate. So by revealing Brahman, Varnashrama Dharma is negated. And Varnashrama Dharma also is a sadhanam for karma. If I don't do Brahmana karma, I have no right to call myself a Brahmana. Varnashramam also is a sadhanam for doing Vaidika karma. Varna and ashrama are meant for dharma anushtadhanartham. Thus, lingebhyaham, from various lingas, we see importance of sannyasa as Brahma Vidya Angam. But we cannot discuss sannyasa now, giving the arguments of Shankaracharya, Because these days, if at all we talk about sannyasa now, the reasons can be only something else. And it cannot be the reasons that Shankaracharya gives. Only legitimate argument is that I want to take to sannyasa in search of liberation. Shankaracharya talks of grihastha ashrama sannyasa only for one purpose, that is Vaidika karma sannyasa. So with this background, let us study Maitreyi Brahmana. Incidentally, we find this Brahmanam is important by repeating the very same Brahmanam once again by the Upanishad. In the Upanishad, Maitreyi Brahmanam alone comes in two places. In chapter 2, fourth Brahmanam is Maitreyi Brahmanam. Similarly, in chapter 4, the fifth Brahmanam is Maitreyi Brahmanam. We will find that all the mantras are exactly repeated in the later Brahmanam also. Only slight difference is there is one mantra added in the beginning and also in the last mantra a few more lines are added. Except one addition in the beginning and a few more lines in the last mantra, the rest is the exact repetition of this Brahmanam alone, indicating Maitreyi Brahmanam is very important. Shankaracharya will say it so also because of sannyasa vidhanam. But Swamiji says that this is important because many famous Vedanta mantras are coming in this Brahmana. Now let us read Shloka 2.4.1. Maitreyi tiha vacha yagya valkyaha udyasyanva are ahamasmatsthanadasmi hantatenaya katyayanya antam karavaniti. This fourth Brahmanam, known as Maitreyi Brahmanam, has two topics. One topic is sannyasa, which is not directly discussed but indirectly implied through the Yajnavalkya story, which is called Arthavada. And the second topic is Brahma Vidya, which is very clearly and beautifully presented, and all the three aspects of Brahma Vidya, namely Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Iva. So Brahman is reality, world is unreality, and Jiva is non-different from Brahman. So all the three main aspects of Brahma Vidya are elaborately discussed in this famous Brahmanam. Many mantras are often quoted. So this Brahmanam begins with the story of Yajnavalkya. There was a great Brahmana known as Yajnavalkya, a great Rishi, a Jnani, who brought out many Shukla Yajurveda mantras as a disciple of Surya Devata, and therefore is called Vajasanihi or Vajasaneyi. Vajasanihi is Surya. Who is connected with Vajasanihi is Vajasaneyi. Since many mantras are attributed to him, Shukla Yajurveda itself is called Vajasaneyi Samhita, teachings of Yajnavalkya. And Yajnavalkya had two wives. One wife is Maitreyi and the other is Katyayani. Of these two, Maitreyi is highly spiritual. Therefore, she is called Brahmavadini. She talks only about Brahman and not about material things of life at all. Therefore, she got the name Brahmavadini, whereas Katyayini was quite the opposite. She was not interested in anything except running the household. As we said, Maitreyi Brahmanam repeats in chapter 4, 5th Brahmanam, where their nature is said in the first mantra. That is missing here. The Upanishad says there, Katyayani was a stri prajna, having the nature generally found in women. Acharya comments that she was interested in running the household and a materialist. Yajnavalkya thought that he can be a jnani in grihasthashrama and wanted to become a jnana nishtha and so decided to take sannyasa. And what type of sannyasa? Not Vividisha sannyasa, because he had already gained jnana. What he wanted now was not shravanam and mananam, but nididhyasanam, dwelling upon the knowledge for a long time, so that it becomes his very nature, soaked in atma jnana. Therefore, Yajnavalkya have vacha. He approached Maitreyi and addressed her. Ha, Yajnavalkya have vacha. That ha indicates things that had happened. So, vrittartha anusmaranartham. That is why the name Itihasa Itiha Asana, how it happened. That's how they that describes. And what did he say? Maitreyi iti, he Maitreyi. And when she turned towards him, he said, Udyasenva are aham asmat sthanat asmi. Are means sambodhana. He Maitreyi. Aham udyasyan asmi. I am desirous of going beyond grahasthashrama. He did not say that he wanted to renounce grahasthashrama. He wanted to show the significance of renunciation, and he also makes it clear that renunciation is not escapism. Sannyasa is not getting out of situation, but it is growing out in life. He wants to renounce a few little things so that he can identify with the whole world. As grahastha, I am supposed to have a family and take care of it. Thus, I have to enjoy a smaller individuality, associated with few people, thinking about them, and working mostly for their well-being. That means I am a smaller I, identified with a smaller world. Whereas renunciation is giving up of smaller identification and identify with total world, Ishwaratvam. Therefore, renunciation is called growing out. And that Yajnavalkya indicates by the verb ud, urdvam, going up. Yasyan, gamishyan, I am desirous of going upwards, growing out, or expanding myself further. As a brahmachari, he had a limited identification. As a grahastha, the identification expanded. And as a sannyasi, the identification would reach its fullest possibility. Therefore, udyasyan va vya. So, for all practical purposes, we can translate it as sannyasam karishyan asmi. I am desirous of taking sannyasa. From where? Asmat sthanat. Grahastha ashramat sannyasam karishyan asmi. So Acharya takes this statement as a clue which supports the importance of sannyasa. We saw lingebhyaham as fourth hetu. There are indications which show the importance of sannyasa. Number one indication is Yajnavalkya himself renounces the world. Even though he is very learned in all the scriptures, since Yajnavalkya was going to renounce, he wanted to do something before renouncing. And what is that? Hanta. Well, te anaya katyayanya antam karavani. It's in quotes. What is the idea here? Katyayani and Maitreyi did not have any direct relationship because Katyayani is some woman, Maitreyi is some other woman, and if these two women are connected in grahastha ashrama, it is only because of an intermediary link, which is the common husband, who is Yajnavalkya. That means once Yajnavalkya takes to sannyasa, they cannot have any connection. They become totally independent women. Therefore, Yajnavalkya feels there may be quarrels with regards to property and all that. What kind of property he may have? Maybe a hut and maybe a few cows. So these are all common problems we see always. So Yajnavalkya was not only spiritually wise, and he was worldly wise also. Therefore he says, before I go, I myself will break your relationship formally by dividing the properties that I leave. That is what is said here. Te antam karavani. So sambandasya is understood. I will put an end to the relationship between you. Te tvaya. So anayam katyayanya. Of course, dividing the property, etc. is not said in the mantra, but we come to know from the later mantras. In keeping with that, we have to interpret it like this. The moment Katyayani heard this, Maitreyi heard this, what was her response? It is given in the next mantra. Mantra 2. Saho vacha Maitreyi yennuma iyam bhagoho sarva prithivi vittena purnasyate katam tena amrutasyamithi netiho vacha yajnavalkyaha yataivam upakaranavatham jivitam tataiva te jivitam syat amrutatvasyatum nashasti vittene ti. சா மைத்ரேயி ஹ உவாச்ச. மைத்ரேயி ரிப்ளை டு யாக்ஞவல்க்ய. வாட் இஸ் இன் கோட்ஸ்? மைத்ரேயி ஆஸ் எ க்வெஸ்சன். பகோ அட்ரஸிங் யாக்ஞவல்க்ய, ஓ பகவான். ஆல்சோ யாக்ஞவல்க்ய வாஸ் எ ஜானி, வேற மை யாக்ஞவல்க்ய அட்ரஸர் அரே. நவ் ஷீ இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் ஹிம் ஆஸ் பகவான் பிகாஸ் வாஸ் எ ஜானி. என்னோ, என்னோ இஸ் எத் நோ, எதி. ஈவன் இஃப், வித்தேன பூர்ணா சர்வா பிருத்திவி. Even if I get the whole world laden with all its wealth, vittam, me syat, ma becomes me, me syat, mama syat, belong to me. Yam will go with actually prithvi. Yam sarva prithvi vittena purna mama syat. Tena katam amritasyam. How can I become immortal with that wealth? I cannot get purnatvam because all the wealth is apurnam only. And maximum ananda I can get is only one unit of ananda. Refer to again Taittiriya Upanishad chapter 2, Brahmananda Valli. Asitto dridishto balishtaha tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purna syat sa yeka manusha anandaha. I will not get even manushya gandharvananda, devananda, gandharvananda, whereas the question is of immortality. I will get only one unit of manushananda. Tena hetuna katham amritasyam, how can I become immortal? Iti maitreyi uvacha. For that Yajnavalkya replied, neti ha uvacha. Na, not, it's not na, it's not in the negative sense, but tena amrita nasyaha, you would not be immortal with all that wealth. You will not even be tripta, fully satisfied with money. ந வித்தேன தர்ப்பணியோ மனுஷ்யா நச்சிகேத ஸ்டோல் யமதர்மராஜா. இட்ஸ் எ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் லைன் இன் கட்டோபனிஷத். வி மென்ஷன்ட் இட் அட் தட் டைம் வென் யமதர்மராஜா ஆஃபர்ட் ஆல் திங் ஆஃப் ஆல் த திங்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் அண்ட் தி அதர் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ டு நச்சிகேதஸ். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹீ செட். தேர் ஃபோர் வெல்த், மணி வில் நாட் கிவ் யூ இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, பூர்ணத்துவம், திருப்தி, ஆனந்த. ஸோ நோ, தே ஒன்ட் கிவ். டஸ் இட் மீன் தட் மணி இஸ் யூஸ்லெஸ்? Yajnavalkya clearly says what money can give. He says, yatha eva upakaranavatam jivitam. Just as the life of people with various upakaranas, gadgets like AC, good bed, fan, all those comforts, will have a comfortable life, but not a happy life. Difference between joy, happiness and come from comfort. Tatha eva te jivitam syat. Similarly, you can also worry in an AC room. They cannot make you feel happy, your life happy, contented and relaxed. Normally they say, money, wealth can buy a bed but not sleep. Money can buy people, not friends. Money can buy material, not peace. There is a big list. All important things money or wealth cannot give. Swami Dayananda says, don't say poor man and rich man, but say poor man without money and poor man with money. Who is the rich man? Therefore, one works for money without money, the other one works for money with money. Therefore, moneyed poor man and moneyless poor. And rich man is whom? One who is mooda jahihi dhanagama trishnam, kuru sadbuddhim manasi vitrishnam, எல்லபசே நிஜ கர்மோபாத்தம் வித்தம் தேன வினோதய சித்தம். ஆஸ் ஆச்சாரிய அசட் இன் பஜகோவிந்தம், ஏ கண்டென்டட் மேன் இஸ் அ ரிச் மேன், அதர்வைஸ் ஹீ இஸ் அ மணிடு புவர் மேன் ஆர் வெல்தி புவர் மேன். தட் ஃபார் வாட் கன்க்ளூஷன் இஸ் தட் வித்தேன அமிர்தத்வசிய ஆஷா ந அஸ்தி. சங்கராச்சாரிய ஆஃபன் கோட்ஸ் திஸ் லைன், ஏ ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் டு பி அண்டர்லைன் அண்ட் நோட்டட். வித்தேன அமிர்தத்வஸ்ய ஆஷா ந அஸ்தி. நோ ஹோப் ஆஃப் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி த்ரூ வெல்த். அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் யூஸ் வெல்த் ஃபார் ஆல் அதர் பர்பஸஸ், க்ளோதிங், ஷெல்டர், ஃபுட், ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். பட் ஃபார் பீஸ் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் கம் டு வேதாந்தா கிளாஸஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டடி வேதாந்தா. தட்ஸ் அ சிம்பிள் அட்வைஸ் பை சுவாமிஜி. ஹியர் ஆல்சோ சங்கராச்சாரியா டேக்ஸ் அன் இம்ப்ளைடு மீனிங். Wealth is looked upon in our tradition as a means of Vaidika karma or dharma in general. So if you remember, karma is called pangtham. Wealth means vittham is one of the five requirements to do Vaidika Karma. So Yajamana, Patni, Putra, Manusham Vittam, Daivam Vittam, these are the five factors. And Manusham Vittam is wealth. Vittam is sadhana. And karma is sadhyam. Vaidika karma is sadhyam. And in this mantra, the Upanishad negates or condemns wealth as means to attain moksha. Since wealth is condemned, it automatically means condemnation of Vaidika karma. So, Vaidika karma sadhana ninda chet sadhya ninda bhavati. Sadhana ninda chet sadhya ninda bhavati. Condemning karma. But in other places, karma is directly condemned. Na karmana na prajayadanena tyage naike amrutatvama nashuho. Here it is indirectly condemned. This statement also is Shankaracharya takes as a clue for sannyasa. Why karma is redundant for a sannyasi? No time for pursuing jnana yoga for him. Here again, we should remember when Shankaracharya says that karma is condemned with respect to those who have already attained chitta shuddhi. But at the same time, Shankaracharya is very vehement to point out that karma is extremely important with regard to an ashuddha purushaha. That is why Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, na karmana amana rambad naishkarmyam purushoshnute. There, Acharya forcefully says, one cannot think of moksha without doing karma, because it is the stepping stone for gaining jnana. And what is our view? Many people have misunderstood Acharya. Some people say Acharya glorifies karma. Some others say he condemns karma. Which is correct? The question is improperly asked. How the question should be? For whom karma is important or for whom karma is unimportant? The advice depends upon the adhikari or person. We can never give a uniform advice. Therefore, Acharya will ask the question, are you sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha or not? If you are full of ragadvesha, Acharya would say, first go and do sandhyavandana karma, japa, start puja, do shraddham, tarpanam, and do nitya parayanam, all that. You must do all these things if you fall in the group of manda madhyama adhikari. Suppose a person is already shuddha purushaha. For him, he will condemn karma because he will have no time for doing shravanam, mananam, all those if he is doing karma. So karma involves duality, kartrutvam, it leads to more bondage. Karmana badyate jantuhu, vidyaya eva mucchate. Therefore, for unqualified person, karma is a must. And for a qualified person, the renunciation is a must. This is Acharya's view. That we get from this line, amrutatvasya nashasti vithena. Continuing mantra 3. Sahovacha maitreyi yenaham namrutasyam kimaham tena kuryam yadeva bhagavan veda tadeva me bruhiti. Now Maitreyi, intelligently she retorts, you yourself say that with property I won't get immortality, which means leaving me property is useless. When this is the case, why do you offer property to me? Why don't you give all the properties to Katyayani, who is interested in wealth only? Why do you give me that property that cannot give me peace of mind? Purnatvam or moksha, but will lead me to more problems only. Artham anartham bhavaya nityam nasti tata sukalesha satyam putradapi dhanabhajam bhitihi putradapi dhanabhajam bhitihi bhitihi sarvatraisha vihita ritihi. Sa Maitreyi havacha. That's what Acharya said in Bhajagovinda. So here Maitreyi says, Sa Maitreyi havacha. That nitya nitya vastu vivekini Maitreyi. Viveki Maitreyi as Yajnavalkya. Tena means with tena. Aham kim kuryam. What shall I do with that wealth? Yena aham amrita nasyam. By which I won't get immortality, amritam. It is sheer waste. I am not interested in that wealth. That is, Maitreyi has sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. So Maitreyi is going to be a student of this Brahmanam. as Nachiketas renounced all name, fame and properties offered by Yamadharmaraja over Atmajnanam, similarly Maitreyi shows Nitya Nitya Vastu Vivekaha. And here, Iha Mutrartha Pala Boga Viragaha, Vairagyam also. Then what she wants? She tells Yajnavalkya, you are renouncing Grahastashrama in search of Amritatvam and give that to me also. Yadeva Bhagavan Veda, whatever Brahma Vidya knowledge you have got, whatever wisdom, maturity, because of which you renounce the whole world, Tadeva, Yad Brahma Tattvam Bhagavan Veda, Tadeva Brahma Tattvam Me Bruhi. You teach me that Jnanam. She pleads to Yajnavalkya. True wealth is Atma Jnanam, gaining which one can renounce the whole world as a trash. And Maitreyi asks for that wealth and not any materials or property. Yajnavalkya is visibly very happy for having a very sincere student in Maitreyi. Mantra 4. Saho vacha Yajnavalkyaha priya batare naha sati priyam bhashase yehi asva vyakhyasyami tem. Vyachakshanasya tume nididhyasa sveti. Sahovacha Yajnavalkyaha. Yajnavalkya replies, Maitreyi has ceased to be Yajnavalkya's wife, like Arjuna quit his mastery, boss teacher, and surrendered to Krishna as a student. Until now, Yajnavalkya was pati, Maitreyi was patni. Pati-patni relationship has paved way to Guru-Sishya Sambandha. At this juncture, Yajnavalkya cannot deny her self-knowledge and he accepts Maitreyi as his Sishya. So Yajnavalkya pats Maitreyi and says, Are Maitreyi, Priya Bata, you are very dear to me because I love spirituality and you also talk about spirituality. So Priya Bata Nahasati. Here Sati is in the form of son, indicates you have been dear to me always and now you speak dearer words, Priya Sati, Priyam Vashate, asking Brahma Vidya, Vidya. And Bata means an exclamation, indeed, wonderful, great. And therefore Yehi, come near, Asva, be seated. And Vyakhyasyamite, I will tell you all about Brahma Vidya. But one condition, Vyachakshanasya tu me nididhyasva. May you do nididhyasanam. May you listen intently. And having grasped this one, meditate or reflect upon my words very deeply. I will teach you. And here also Shankaracharya takes a clue that Maitreyi also could learn Vedanta only after quitting Grahastashrama and after becoming a student. Therefore also Shankaracharya clarifies that sannyasa is very important for one to gain Brahma Vidya. Up to the fourth mantra, we had the preparatory ground to bring the Guru and Sishya together. From the fifth mantra onwards, the actual teaching begins. We will read mantra 5. Sahovacha nava are patyukka maya patipriyo bhavati. Atmanastu kamayam patipriyo bhavati nava are jaya eka mayam jaya priya bhavati atmanastu kamayam jaya priya bhavati nava are putranam kamayam putra priya bhavanti atmanastu kamayam putra priya bhavanti nava are vittasya kamayam vittam priyam bhavati Atmanastu kamayam, vittam priyam bhavati, nava are brahmanakka mayam, brahma priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamayam, brahma priyam bhavati, nava are kshatrasya kamayam, kshatram priyam bhavati, atmanastu kamayam, kshatram priyam bhavati, nava are lokanam kamayam, loka priya bhavanti, atmanastu kamayam, loka priya bhavanti, Nava are devanam kamayam, deva priya bhavanti, atmanastu kamayam, deva priya bhavanti, nava are bhutanam kamayam,
భూతాని ప్రియాణి భవంతి ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ భూతాని ప్రియాణి భవంతి నవా అరే సర్వస్య కామాయ సర్వం ప్రియం భవతి ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ సర్వం ప్రియం భవతి. విల్ రీడ్ అప్ టు హియర్. సో అప్ టు దిస్ వి విల్ సీ ఫస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మంత్ర యాజ్ఞవల్క్య బిగిన్స్ హిస్ టీచింగ్స్ అండ్ దిస్ పోర్షన్ ఈ స్టార్ట్ ఫార్ వైరాగ్య సంపాదన. ఈవెన్ దో మైత్రేయి హెస్ గాట్ వైరాగ్యం, షీ ఈస్ ఎ క్వాలిఫైడ్ స్టూడెంట్, యట్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య వాంట్స్ టు కన్ఫర్మ్. సో దృఢీకరణార్థం తీవ్రీకరణార్థం హీ డిస్కసెస్ హియర్. వీ విల్ సీ ఫస్ట్ ది ఎసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ డిస్కషన్. అండ్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్ లవ్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ లవ్. ద లవ్ టువర్స్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ లవ్, వేరాస్ ది లవ్ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అదర్ దాన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ లవ్. This idea we had elaborately discussed in the mantra 1.4.8, if you remember, of the Upanishad. Tadedat preyaha putrat preyaha vittat preyaha sarvasmat. Therefore, refer to that discussion. But briefly, love for oneself is greatest because first, it is inborn. Secondly, it is universal. And thirdly, it is unconditional. Inborn means what? Nobody creates artificial love towards oneself. As a baby, as a youth, as a middle-aged person, as a old person, we love ourselves. It is in our character. It is universal. Everyone universally loves oneself alone. And finally, it is unconditional also. It does not depend upon any condition. I may be young, I may be old, I may be healthy, sick, rich, poor, brahmachari, grahastha, Indian, American, literate, illiterate, anything. I have unconditional love for myself. Therefore, nirupadika prema. Upadi means condition, nirupadika means unconditional, and prema means love. Whereas love for anything other than me is inferior. Because first of all, it is not inborn. We develop that in time. As we come in contact with that, or as we enjoy the presence of that, whether it is a person, a thing, or situation, it is a cultivated, developed love. Such love is conditional and prone to wax and wane. And secondly, it is not universal. Because of what? Everybody need not love me. It's not universal. Finally, it is not unconditional. The conditionality of love is proved because in our experience, whatever is loved at one time is often not loved later. And in fact, it is often rejected later also. This is the story often we see in many families. Brother rejecting brother, parents rejecting children, children rejecting parents, spouse rejecting spouse. Despite they might have had a love marriage, but still they reject at some point perhaps. So as Swami Dayananda says, first they love and that later they allow. Allow and allow, not allow. So they say the rejection of a person is the greatest shock for a person can suffer. If anything that rejects me or does not fulfill my condition, I drop it. And I will take it only when they fulfill my condition, even including gods. People turn even atheists if their desires are not fulfilled. If desires are fulfilled, bhakti increases. And in fact, Bhagavan himself exploits this condition. In Bhagavad Gita, we saw, Yo-yo yam-yam tanum bhaktaham shraddhayarchitam ichyatim tasya tasya chalam shraddham tamevam viditamyaham. So, sathaya shraddhaya yuktaham tasya aradhanam ihate. So even Bhagavan says, I fulfill their desire so that their bhakti will increase. That means what? To increase the love of bhaktas towards me, I have to do one job. And if not, either their bhakti will be status quo or their bhakti will go. Means what? Even love for Bhagavan or for anything else is conditional. So it is called sopadika prema. Atma prema is nirupadika prema. So, anatma prema is sopadika prema, conditional love. Whatever is unconditional alone is called true love. Whatever is conditional is fake love, because it is not original love. How do you prove that? Whenever my love is conditional love, such love is subject to appearance and disappearance, are subject to arrival when conditions are fulfilled and subject to departure when conditions are not fulfilled. Hence, some love is incidental and not innate love. It is only incidental love. Agantuka prema and gantuka prema also. And whatever comes and goes is only a fake love. Anvayam vetirekabhyam. When you have money, I love you. When no money, I don't love you. So what do I love? I love your money and not you. It is very simple. This is how the world is. Yad sattve, yad sattvam. Yad abhave, yad abhavaha. Tat tasya karanam is the general rule. Therefore, condition sattve, love sattvam. Condition abhave, love abhavaha. Tasmat condition evam, love vasya karanam. In other words, upadi sattve, prema sattvam. So, upadi abhave, prema abhavaha. Tasmat upadihi eva premnaha karanam. What I love is only the condition. A condition which is favorable to me. And therefore, I love the condition that is favorable to me and not the condition that is not favorable to me. Again, the conditions I want is for my comfort, pleasure and happiness. Therefore, ultimately, it all boils down to what? To me alone. Whereas unconditional love is not subject to arrival and departure. Therefore, that is true love. Therefore, let us introduce another word here. Nirupadika prema is mukya prema. True, innate, original love. Whereas, sopadika prema is gauna prema. Namke vaste prema or fake prema. It does not have depth or feeling in it. This is not one person's problem, but this is a universal fact. Nobody loves anyone, including God. Everyone loves oneself, full stop. This is point number one. From this we use logic and derive another thing also. And what is that? Wherever there is love, or whatever is object of love, is a source of ananda. Yat yat prema vishayaha bhavati, tat tat anandaspatam bhavati. Whatever is object of hate, it is source of dukkham. Wherever there is ananda, everybody loves. Therefore we say, wherever there is unconditional, true or greatest love, that must be the source of greatest and true ananda. So, yat yat prema vishayaha, tat tat anandaspatam. Wherever there is fake love or inferior love, it is source of fake ananda, not true source of ananda. Yatra yatra prema abhasaha, tatra tatra ananda abhasaha. Yatra yatra gauna prema, tatra tatra gauna anandaha. Yatra yatra mukhya prema, tatra tatra mukhya anandaha. On inquiry we find true love is directed towards one thing in the world. That is Atma. Self-love alone is unconditional. True love, mukhyam. And therefore, what is the conclusion? Self-love alone must be the real source of ananda. Therefore, what is the anumana? The anumana we derive is, better we know the logic of love, or else life itself will become miserable. Because we will expect true love from all others, and nobody will be able to give true love to us. And when we come to know that, we get such a shock from which it is not possible to recover. And such a shock could also prove even to be fatal. Had we known this before, we would not have had that wrong expectation. Parents always complain, after marriage, he is no more loving me. All this is because we have not understood the principle of love. Atma is Paramananda Swarupaha. It is Parama Prema Vishayatvad. Since Atma alone is Ananda Swarupam, all other things are either Dukkha Swarupam or Ananda Abhasa Swarupam. It gives only a seeming Ananda. Therefore, one should turn towards Atma and develop Vairagyam towards all others. developing vairagyam, it's not developing hatred, but not expecting true ananda or love. Accept conditional ananda and be ready if it is not available also. We should be ready to lose the so-called love from anyone at any time. This is called vairagyam. So this section is for vairagya sampadanartham, as we told in the beginning. With this background, now let us look at the mantra. Saho vacha, Yajnavalkya said, kasyai maitreyai. Kim vacha? Are patyuhu kamayam patihi priyaha bhavati. Na. No wife loves the husband for the sake of husband. Kamaya means prayojanaya, for the sake of. Then for whose sake? Atmanastu kamaya patihi priyaha bhavati. It is for one's own sake or for one's own pleasure alone the wife loves the husband. Husband need not feel bad about the unpalatable truth that is revealed by the Upanishad, because it is true the other way around also. Navare jayaye kamayam jaya priya bhavati. Wife is never loved for wife's sake, but for one's own ananda alone, as long as one gets ananda. Nava are putranam kamayam putraha priya bhavanti atmanastu kamayam putraha priya bhavanti. Nobody loves children for children's sake, but for their own ananda. Nava vittasya kamaya vittam priyam bhavati atmanastu kamayam vittam priyam bhavati. Add everywhere that atmanastu kamayam. So nobody loves money for its sake. Swami Dayananda used to tell a story that someone had a lot of illegal wealth. One night the robbers looted the entire house. He could not even report it to police also, because all are illegal wealth. He was about to break down almost. Then the income tax officials to raid his house, they came. The moment they came, he was too happy to let them search the entire house, since he had escaped from the jaws of law. As long as the wealth gives you joy, it is loved. And once it starts to give problems, the same wealth is given up. Vittam is favorable only when it gives joy. Nava are brahmanaha kamaya brahma priyam bhavati. Here brahma means brahmins, the brahmana jati. Brahmins are loved not for the brahmin's sake, but for one's own sake. Brahma is not satyam jnanam anantam brahma here. As we saw in Kathopanishad, yasya brahma cha kshatrancham ubhe bhavata odhanaha. Brahma means brahmana jati. Similarly, nava are kshatrasya kamayam kshatram priyam bhavati. When do we remember the army or the soldiers? Only when there is a war, we think of them. We glorify them. During peace time, no one remembers soldiers, the army and all, because atmanastu kamayam. Also the case with Vaishya Jati, Shudra Jati and all, for them also. Having talked about all this entire world, now Yajnavalkya takes up the case with other worlds. Nava are lokanam kamaya. We love all the lokas, bhuvar loka, suvar loka, all of them. For what purpose? Again, atmanastu kamaya. And nava devanam kamaya. Our love for devatas, puja, abhishekam, all of them is again not for the sake of devatas, again for atmanastu kamaya, natu devanam kamaya. Nava are bhutanam kamaya. All living beings, the dogs, the cows, the elephants, the pets, all of them we love, not for their sake, but atmanastu kamaya. As long as the animal is useful, we keep them. And once it is not, we try to get rid of them. Similarly, everyone wants to keep parents as long as they are useful. And once they are source of problem, even the parents are rejected. This is all very sad in society. And again, bhutanam kamaya. Not only animals, but also human beings. One loves for one's own sake, but not for their sake. To cut the story short, Yajnavalkya says, Nava are sarvasya kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Nothing in the world is loved for its own sake, including Bhagavan. If true love towards Bhagavan has to come, it can come under only one condition. The Bhagavan and Atma should be one. As said in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha eka bhaktir visishyate priyosi jnanino syartham aham sacha mama priyaha. Therefore sarvam includes Bhagavan also. What type of Bhagavan? Anatma rupa Bhagavan, not atma. Therefore whatever the love is, only ananda abhasa it is. So atmanastu kamayam sarvam priyam bhavati. We have to remember this. Lot of important lines are there in this Brahmanam. Earlier we said amrutatvasya nashasti vittena, second mantra in the last line. And now this line, to put it in a crude language, everybody including Lord is naturally selfish. And it is not a mistake. Okay. With this, vairagyam is indicated by showing that anatma dukkha rupam or sukha abhasa rupam, and having turned away from anatma, one should turn towards atma, which is neither dukkha rupam nor ananda abhasa rupam, but it is ananda rupam. That is said in the remaining portion of this mantra. We will read. Atma va are drashtavyaha, shrotavyo mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha, maitreyi. Atmano va are darshanena, shravanena, matyavijnanena, idam sarvam viditam. Vairagyam is turning away from anatma and mumukshutvam is turning towards atma. Now the Upanishad says, having turned away from anatma, hey Maitreyi, may you turn towards Atma. Atma va are drashtavyaha, to be discovered, jnatavyaha. And how? Aparokshataya jnatavyaha. One should discover Atma to be one's own true nature. Atma darshanam praptavyam, samyak darshanam praptavyam. How to get Atma darshanam? Tadartam shrotavyaha, mantavyaha, nididhyasitavyaha. So, darshanartam, or to gain the knowledge of Atma, one has to do shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. So, we will stop here and give more details of this later portion of the shloka in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana.